Hi, this is Klaus Meine.
This is Rolf Schenker from the Scorpions.
You're listening to Tangra Mega Rock, the only rock station in Bulgaria.
Всъщност, това, че имаме гитариста Матиас Япс. Hey, Matthias, hello, how are you?
Hello, Adila, how are you? I'm fine.
Well, it's good to have you with us, as usual, but let's start with this. There is a new baby of yours coming out called Return to Forever, and I'm sure that you didn't want to make this album as a tribute to Chick Corea's band.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I know that you know, and I do know, that there was an album like 40 years ago with that same title, and with Stanley Clark, and, you know, I was like just starting off playing guitar, I think, when this album came out. Here with us, the title has more the reason, since we announced the farewell tour 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think after a while we realized we were the only ones who believed in that, because everybody else said, no, you can't stop, you can't, you know, you have to continue. And the record company gave us like contracts for 2 new albums. One is Come Black, which we released in 2011, and the second one is now Return to Forever, which was like for a long time it had the working title Outtakes, because the idea was to take unfinished songs from the early 80s, like from the sessions for Blackout and Love It for Sting, for example, and other leftovers. But during the process of recording, we had so many new ideas for songs, and everybody contributed, and including our Swedish producers, who are also great songwriters. All of a sudden, we had a whole bunch of new songs, so that the concept was like different all of a sudden. So We gave it the title Return to Forever, because it's a return from, you know, from the farewell, and this time we will never say again, this is our final show. We would just continue.
Всъщност попитах Матиас, този албум, за който всъщност е поводът да говорим сега, излиза в края на февруари, се казва Return to Forever. Това няма нищо общо с групата на Чик Кария, със сигурност. Той каза, не, знам, че преди 40 години имаше такъв албум. Аз, когато започвах да свиря на китара, слушах Стенли Кларк, но всъщност идеята е, че първоначално ние казахме, че се оттегляме, но след това звукозаписната компания и всъщност всички хора казаха, не можете да се оттегляте сега. Звукозаписната компания ни предложи да направим 2 албума и практически единият камбек през 2011 и този новият, който предстои да излезе. Първоначално се очакваше той да се казва Outtakes, защото трябваше да съдържа песни от недовършени, т.е. недовършени композиции през годините от времето на Blackout, например, които да завършим, или дори Sting in the Tail, но всъщност с нашите шведски продуценти, които също са страхотни композитори, така или иначе се получиха много нови песни и така или иначе цялата концепция се пробери.
There is another thing that you can relay to another artist. It's this first single that we can still hear here. It's We Build This City. I'm sure that you do remember the song of Starship, We Build This City on Rock and Roll, the Jefferson Starship,
but,
of course.
They built the city, we just built the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Всъщност, We Build This City on Rock and Roll, сигурно си спомняте тази популярна песен на Jefferson Starship. Те построиха града в Rock and Roll, а ние само къщата, защото парчето на Scorpion се казва We Build This House.
Okay, the other thing is that you should be now into very deep mixed emotions, since you have a brand new album coming out, a huge demand with the fans and the upcoming tour, but at the same time you lost two very important characters in the Scorpions family. You lost your longtime manager Peter Ammend, and then recently, in a short period of time, you lost also your tour manager. So how does it feel? It's a stupid question, but at the same time, are you going to pay a tribute to them and how during the tour and with the release of the album?
I mean, first of all, of course, it's very sad that we lost Peter, our manager, in September, and we just lost Michael, which was even a bigger surprise, since we worked together very closely every day almost until Christmas. Then everybody took a break, and we come back from the break, and we learn, he died and suddenly. And he was hiding the usual cancer away from us. He was just hiding it. So, you know, he had it already for a couple of years. Very sad. I lost a great friend. You know, we worked together for 33 years. And, you know, what can I say? Life has to go on, even though it's very sad. It's nothing else you can do. And they wanted it no other way. And, you know, through the long career of the Scorpions, we had various managers and various tour managers. So we have, like, people to talk to immediately now to help us out prepare the upcoming tour and the organization now for, you know, releasing the album, releasing the movie. There's so much to do for everybody involved every day at the moment. But, you know, we have great friends that support us, and we will get it together. And, you know, Peter and Michael would have had no other thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност, те би трябвало в момента и са със смесени чувства, защото наистина нов албум, страхотно турне, като очакванията за тях са много големи от страна на феновете, но в същото време те загубиха през септември своя дългогодишен менеджер Петър Амент, сега наскоро и техния концертен менеджер Майкъл. Ще бъде ли това по някакъв начин отбелязано като издаването на албума и концерта в тяхна памет? Това беше страхотен шок за нас, каза Матиас. Аз изгубих много добър приятел в лицето на Майкъл. Неговата загуба беше по-голяма изненада за нас, защото той е криел, че от няколко години има рак. До Коледа буквално работехме заедно, след което го загубихме. Разбира се, през всичките години ние сме работили и с други хора, така че можехме веднага сега да превключим, да ги ангажираме, защото всеки работи много по албума. Един филм предстои да излезе за нас, както и турнето. Но какво можем да направим? Животът наистина продължава. Те винаги ще бъдат в сърцата ни. One more difficult question for a difficult period of time. Is everything okay with James Kotak and his law problem somewhere in Asia, I think?
Yes, he had problems when we were flying into Bahrain, and he stopped over in Dubai, and, you know, he's supposedly not to drink in public there.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him away for 4 weeks in jail. And if he would have landed in Frankfurt or Sofia, no problem.
you bet.
You know, no problem. But then again, you know, these guys have a different picture. And but I tell you, he's fine. We told him, you know, we can't have this because, you know, we are about to cancel the show. But a good friend of mine, Mark Cross, flew in. He learned the show basically overnight.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great drummer, and he helped us out. But we can't have this, you know, every day. So, James, I tell you, he played on the album. He played great. He played the last two shows of last year, which were end of November in Rotterdam, Holland, and Brussels, Belgium. And he played fantastic. He's in good shape again. He learned. He went to rehab. And, you know, he knows this can't happen again, and it won't. And we just shot the video for We Built This House on a Rock just day before yesterday in Berlin, and everybody was in great shape, and we are looking forward to go out on the road again with James.
Yeah, fantastic. You see, though, that there are mainly problems with drummers recently. You, the Scorps, AC/DC at the same time.
I tell you, what do you expect? I mean, these guys are beating on the snare drum like all their life.
Mm-hmm.
It must do something to their brain.
For sure. Попитах го, добре, да, всъщност другият проблем и последния сложен въпрос е Джеймс Котък. Проблемите с него окей ли е вече всичко? Той каза да. Припомни ни, че беше задържан за 4 седмици в затвор, защото групата, когато излита към Европа от Бахрейн, Джеймс Котък каца в Дубай, почерпен, там не трябва да пиеш на открито. Матиас каза, ако това беше на летището в София или в Франкфурт, нямаше да има проблем, но така или иначе трябва да ви кажа, че той отново свири с нас. Майк Крос тогава дойде. Буквално за една нощ мой стар приятел научи песните ни, така че успяхме да довършим онова турне. Но в момента Джеймс Котък е в страхотна форма. Свири страхотно в песните в албума. Сега записвахме и снимахме видео и за тази песен We Build This House. И трябва да ви кажа, че се справи страхотно. Аз му казвам, добре де, ето и AC/DC имаха проблеми с Фил Ръд. Какво е това с барабаристите? Той каза, какво очаквате по цял ден? Удрят едно малко барабанче в продължение на години. Нещо трябва да се случи. Well, basically we can see that the world had dramatically changed recently.
I'm talking about what happened in Paris. You see that now, the political situation in Greece, etc. I remember that 25 years ago, you recorded this very seminal song, Wind of Change. If you have to write the hymn of today, what would it be called?
I have no idea. I mean, I agree 100%. There are more problems today, it seems, than 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. At least 25 years ago, it was a clear situation. It was like, you know, the Cold War, the USSR and the West, and the East-West conflict, like coming to an end. That was a great situation. And it was like, you know, your polarity is easy, you know, you left, mm-hmm. right, whatever you want to say. But today, it's all much more complicated. And we were talking about it the other day. I mean, I had the advantage to grow up in a very peaceful Germany. You know, I'm born after the Second World War and has always been peaceful till today. But for the first time in 70 years, young kids are afraid that there could be a war one day again in mm-hmm. our country, or in Europe, let's say, in all of Europe. I mean, this is such a long time ago, and it has been unthinkable all the time. But all of a sudden, with the conflict in the Ukraine as well, there's so many things happening at the same time which are not good, that, you know, people start to worry again, and, you know, we all know a song can't help it. Maybe music has more power than we imagine, but to think of a song now that could describe the situation is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. You know what? One of my colleagues here at the radio, called Moni Panchev, who is a bit elder than me, he's, approximately your age, we were talking the other day about, and he said, well, listen, man, I'm totally sure and positive that if it hasn't been rock and roll, the world would be totally different, and music had definitely saved our lives, because after the end of the Second World War, that was the main big thing, controlling the emotions of people in Western and Eastern Europe and in America. And I totally agree with him.
You're right. I mean, the hippie movement, the pop music coming from England, the rock and roll from America. And you're right. He's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. yeah. Music has a big impact, of mm-hmm. course. But it's difficult to pinpoint it down to one song. You know, Wind of Change was not written about the coming down of the Berlin Wall. It was written before that. And mm-hmm. it was written inspired by the Moscow Music Peace Festival, which we played in 89. Mm-hmm. Because you could sense the changes coming up. Mm-hmm. And a year later, it was the time for a change. But, you know, it's like you can't plan a song, like, you know, for a political situation. It happens accidentally, maybe.
For sure, yeah. So if you make another song today, it would be probably called No Wind.
Yeah, or No Change.
Yeah. So there is one question I always try to figure out the answer. You know that in countries like France, or in Bulgaria as well, it's been always a struggle not to sing, telling their bands not to sing in English, but to keep and preserve their local culture. I always have a contra argument saying, listen guys, but the Scorpions has always been singing in English, and there is no one single person on earth that doesn't know that they're Germans. So how come?
I mean, we were inspired by the Anglo-American music of the 60s and 70s. That's why, you know, we were singing in English from the very beginning. And also, we knew, as a German band, with rock and roll, it's very hard to be successful in other countries. It, you know, probably you will be limited to your own country. That's why, on one hand, you know, it's not, or it's recommended to sing in English, of course.
Yeah, but the thing is, how did you manage to preserve the notion of being German? Because, as I said, there are no doubts around the world that the Scorpions are equal to Germany.
Yes, I mean, meanwhile, I must say, though, that in the beginning, when we toured, like in the late 70s, early 80s, when we toured the United States for the first times, nobody knew we were from Germany. Because they didn't care. You know, they speak so many different slangs of English. They thought we might be from England or maybe from Boston or whatever. You know, they had no idea. But over the years, I just thought about it the other day. We are the only, like, world-known international rock band that sings in a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Some pop bands from Sweden also, you know, they also sing in English, like Roxette, but they are more on the pop side.
Yeah.
But as a rock band, we are the only ones. Everybody else is singing in its own language, while most big bands come from the U.S. or England, though. You know, they sing in their mother tongue. But I can only say for Bulgaria, I mean, it will be difficult with the Bulgarian language to be popular outside of Bulgaria. Same with France, or same with Portugal, or, you know, a language that is spoken only for a minority, it's very hard to attract the entire world. You know, you can only go for English, because that's what everybody understands.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, final question is, after countless concerts in Bulgaria of the Scorpions, we are having the Scorpions week here on Radio Tangra Mega Rock. Do you have a special message to the fans? Not in Bulgarian, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been to Bulgaria so many times, and every single time it has been a fantastic show, and we enjoyed it a lot, and we know we have many, many fans. And I'm looking forward to come back to play another show in Bulgaria as soon as we can. And so far, I hope that everybody enjoys our new album, Return to Forever, and it gets played a lot on the radio.
Yeah. Thank you, Matthias. And say hello to the other guys. And I'm sure that
I will.
Well, I'll see you very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Матиас Япс от Scorpions. Въпросите, които му зададах накрая, последният беше: добре да се толкова концерти в България. Това е седмицата на Scorpions тук по Радио Тангра Мега Рок. Какво би казал на феновете? Той каза: да, идвали сме много пъти в България и всеки път е било страхотно. Сега искам да препоръчам на феновете да чуят новия ни албум и пускайте повече песни от него по радиото. Предишните два въпроса бяха: добре да е, всъщност знаем, ние тук в България често се случва така, че обвиняват български групи, че трябва да пеят на български, а не на английски. Във Франция това също е популярно. Вие, Scorpions, винаги сте пеяли на английски, но никой никъде по света не е имал съмнение, че сте германска група. Той каза в началото, ние започнахме естествено като банда, повлияна от англосаксонските и американски групи от 60-те и 70-те години, така че пеехме на английски. Обаче при първите ни концерти в Америка, трябва да ви кажа, че често не знаеха, че сме германци. Защото там има толкова различни акценти на английски език. Чудеха се дали сме от Англия или пък може би от Бостън. Но пък то е ясно, че една група от България няма как да стане световно популярна, ако пее на български, защото просто хората, сумарно погледнато на планетата, не са много, които разбират вашия език. Същото важи и за Португалия, дори и за французите и за испанците. А пък по-предишният ми въпрос към Матиас Япс беше: окей, светът днес определено е много по-различен, отколкото преди 25 години, когато вие записахте един мегапланетарен хит, Вятърът на промяната, Wind of Change. Ако трябва да напишете песен за ситуацията в света в момента, каква би била тя? Матиас каза: такива песни с политическо значение не можеш да предвидиш. Между другото, парчето Вятърът на промяната, ние не го написахме, когато падна Берлинската стена, а преди това, по време на онзи голям концерт в Москва през 1989, тогава вече промяната наистина се чувстваше, но всъщност днес наистина нещата са толкова по-различни. Аз бях роден и израснах в възможно най-безопасната среда след военна Германия, но ето, че младите хора днес, а и ние, без да сме подозирали изобщо, че това някога може да се случи, се страхуваме от това, че може отново да има война и в Германия, и в Европа, защото не само това, което се случва в Париж и така нататък, но това, което се случва и в Украина, така че нямаме възможност да кажем как би трябвало да се казва тази песен, защото да опишеш ситуацията като тази в момента с една песен е невъзможно. Тогава
преди 25 години беше лесно, защото знаехме, че има ляво-дясно биполярния модел, двуполюсния модел по-точно, казано на български. Сега нещата не са такива. Аз казах, може би днес би трябвало да се казва няма вятър, no wind. Той каза да, или може би no change. Матиас Япс, изключително позитивния китарист на Scorpions, специално по Радио Тангра Мега Рок.